From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. In this episode, I meet the Snow King and the Snow Queen at the Archeon Midwinter Fair.
The horse is here in the stables of the Archeon Open Air Museum. Are nice and dry and eating some of the hay that is available for them in the manger. It seems to be pretty tasty on a cold day like this. And this, by the way, of course, is a perfect Christmas illustration here, the manger, which is exactly what the story of Christmas tells us about. Here they teach you how to sword fight and defend yourself against the forces of evil. That looks pretty convincing. Now you got to start young, of course, if you want to be a famous warrior. Is much better to fight with a little bit of music in the background. This lady is playing both the drum and the flute at the same time. Ooh, I love the heat of this warm fire. It's water cold, and there's even a bit of snow in the air, and that will probably only get worse later on. What's going on in here? Let's take a look.
Kleine, warme hand, een kinderhand, in haar hand gleed en vasthield. Fris? En ze hoorde achter haar broer.
This is one of the many storytellers, and they are concentrated in these huts here, these old buildings, and I think there's another storyteller in here, and he probably just finished because people are coming out with their enormous, impressive costumes and everything. Still want to take a look inside. Oh wow, look at that. Hello. Oh yeah, that's another storyteller. And he's telling the people that these stories are very important to reconnect us with our own heritage. Which is definitely what stories tend to do. They remind you of ancient times, of the values of the generations before you. And without stories, we wouldn't have the ability to transmit those values and lessons to new generations. This is cool. Here you can learn how to use a bow and arrow. That's pretty cool. Check it out. Very impressive. Here we go. Impressive. Very impressive. Let's see that again. And almost. That's still on my bucket list, to learn how to use a bow and arrow, ride a horse, and do all that cool stuff. That may actually be one of my goals for 2018, the new year. Why not? Because it's not really useful to keep things on a bucket list if you don't make it actionable, if you don't put a target date on those goals. And so riding a horse is definitely something that has been on my bucket list for years. Perhaps 2018 is going to be the year. All right, we're going to explore some more of these locations here at the Winter Fair. Here is a smith, a weaponsmith. He's explaining how to make a sword.
Well, als jij een mes hebt, een zakmesje hebt, wil je graag dat die lang scherp blijft. Dan hoef je minder vaak te slijpen. Dat kan je over elkaar krijgen door een hele hard stuk ijzer te hebben. Want dat blijft lekker lang scherp. Alleen het nadeel van heel hard ijzer is, het breekt ook heel snel.
He says, if you want to have a good sword, you need to have very tough, strong metal for your sword. But the downside of using a very tough metal is that it breaks very easily. So he's going to make an alloy of using different types of metal in order to make the sword stronger. So it's both strong but also durable in a fight. Very cool. All right, let's go to the next place here. There are some music makers, some musicians. Very nice. Well, let's continue after this short musical interlude. The wind is picking up. And as soon as the wind is blowing, you feel the cold. Oh, look, there's a donkey here. Just relaxing, not paying attention to us at all. Oh, why should he? Oh, look, there is the alien again. One of the most amazing costumes here. Ooh, and this is a scary monster. Very scary. I wonder if this is... Hey! Ooh, look at how scary that is. Wow. But we have some pirates here to defend us. And we got some friends here. How are you doing? Good to see you. We've met here exactly a year ago.
Yeah, that's right.
When it was not as cold as today.
Sorry?
It was not as cold as today.
True.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing? It's a bit cold.
A little bit afraid of the monsters.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Scares even me.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm enjoying
enjoy
this.
Enjoy the mead already.
The what?
The mead.
The mead. No. I skipped the mead this year.
Okay.
I just had a good meal and I'm walking around following whatever is interesting, like these soldiers over there. Let's see what they're up to. Oh, look at that. Orcs. Whoa, they're awesome. See you later. I got to follow these orcs. They look awesome. But check it out. That is some costume.
Hello!
Oh my. Oh my.
Hello!
Hello!
Mate!
Oh boy.
I stand there. There's
his friend. Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's probably orcish for something. Amazing. There are way more people than earlier today. And it helps, of course, that the weather is getting better. And it's not raining anymore. So, it's funny that there was this stable with a manger, because that leads straight into Christmas, of course, which is just around the corner. And this, what makes this this fair so cool and so interesting, and why I love to be here so much, is that it is all about storytelling. This is basically, even the people that wear the costumes tell their story, their personal story. They turn basically their lives, if only for 2 days during the fair, into a story that goes beyond kind of the day-to-day obligations in the work. Look at that, look at that.
Good day! I am Quartz, the idiot, and I have been helping this man, achieving exactly nothing.
Well,
I...
That's what you meet here. But it's all about storytelling, because our life is more than just our day-to-day routines and the boring stuff. And this is what you learn here on a fair like this. Some people look down on this and they say, isn't this for children, you know, dressing up like that and those fairy tale costumes? I would say not at all. This is something that children understand much better than we, and that is that life is a story, and you are you're one of the main characters, and you got to turn this life into more than just routines and turn it into something wonderful. That is why, if I can make a little connection with Christmas, that is why in the Catholic tradition we celebrate these feasts every single year, and all those feasts are based on stories. And of course, the Christmas story, I don't need to tell that story, but all those stories remind us of who we truly are, not just people that have a function, that are supposed to work and make money and buy a house and a car. No, we are participants in a story that goes way beyond our own lives, that has been part of humanity generations before us, and that will be still part of generations after us. We have to play a part in that story, and that is what the Christmas story, of course, invites us to do. It is to become, in a certain way, contemporaries to the child of Christmas, and to welcome him in our lives today. And so, let's take a look, since we're talking about religious things anyway, let's go inside this monastery and see what we can learn there about this the story. Oh boy, oh my gosh, that is wonderful.
Yes.
So we had the Snow Queen and this is the Snow King.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm so honored to meet you.
Crown.
And this costume is
thank you.
Fantastic. I have no words for it.
Oh, there are a couple,
nice to hear.
You can see
yes.
It.
Oh, you can totally see it, yes. Well, wonderful. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful winter.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas to you, too. So many kind people. All right, let's enter this monastery here. It says, welcome in the monastery. There are lights here, lanterns. Some people are resting there. And here, around a corner, is a beautiful Christmas tree with lights and ornaments. And then I'm wondering what we can find here on the right. Oh, this looks like perhaps a place where people come to eat. Oh, monks. We have monks here. Check it out. These monks are, I think, going to sing Gregorian chant, or I don't know. Let's see, they've got Intende qui regis Israel, the poor natus in Bethlehem. Well, that's very fitting because it's almost Christmas. Hello. All right, there we go. Thank you. Well, there you go. Gregorian chant here at the winter fair. Very beautiful. Songs about Christmas, songs about the Nativity. And the piece down below here is in sharp contrast with the ruckus upstairs. I don't know, there are lots of kids playing upstairs. Let's take a look. There you go, up these dark stairs. Oh, it's so dark here. Oh, what a noise! What a noise! Oi, oi, oi! What the lavai! All right, I think this is the place where we have music and, yeah, and dancing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's take a look again. Oh, it's so warm here. Oh, yeah, dancing lessons. There you go.
Links staat Susanna op de bouwnaam, als ik dat goed zeg. Dan hebben we daarnaast
Stijn
op een heleboel. We hebben zang aan Monica en Bzuki en de boombox. Right? Yes. Dan hebben we Michelle op de viool. En ik geloof ook nog zang. Gaat het goed? Nee. En dan hebben we daarnaast...
I don't know if you can see it, because it's very, very dark here. But people are standing in a circle. And they are about to learn some medieval dances here. All right. Very cool. It's a workshop of probably Irish dancing or something like that. Okay, let's go down the stairs again. It is busy. So many people in costume, sometimes carrying around big shields and swords, which make going... It makes going up and down the stairs even more difficult. I think over here is a place where you can eat. Isn't it? Oh yes, look at that. This is a really nice place for warmth and good food. Excellent for winter. And then here on the left, if I exit the monastery again, is of course a garden, a monastery garden. This is where the monks would grow their herbs, their flowers, and they would use that for medication and I don't know what other properties these plants had, but monks often had a lot of knowledge about the healing power of nature. And it's wonderful that here next to this reconstruction of an ancient monastery, they've also, I think, done a terrific job creating this garden, this monastery garden. I hear some bagpipes playing in the background. And so I'm going to follow the sound and see if I can find our bagpipe player. And of course, I have to really pay attention as to where that sound is coming from. Oh wait, that may actually not be a bagpipe, that may be other music. Here we go. There's a little band playing in front of this old farm. It sounds very cozy. Thank you. sound is almost overpowered by the force of the bagpipes that you can hear from miles away. So let's go see our friend here, who is playing the bagpipe in his Scottish traditional costume, which looks extremely cold. There we are. He's playing Christmas songs. He stops playing because otherwise the band can't hear itself anymore. Is one of the other green creatures.
Yeah, green things.
Green things. Looking wonderfully green. There we go again. I think the bagpipe is powering up again. And it sounds so familiar because my dad is a bagpipe player. And so as a child, I've listened to this music for many years. This, of course, being one of the most famous tunes. Can't get any more classic than this. Well, and with that, I think it's a good moment to say goodbye again. Thank you so much for joining me again on this midwinter fair here in Archaon in Alphen. I'm having a great time. I hope you continue to enjoy these little stories, these little trips here down History Lane. Of course, we're almost near Christmas tomorrow. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But thank you so much for watching. Go to tridio.com. For more information about our shows, and thanks to my patrons, the people that support me over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. From Archaon Midwinter Fair in Alphen, I'm Father Roderick. I'll see you soon. God bless.